All right, so our intern came to us. He's 21. He said, you know what? I'm really into the Bee Gees. We're like, what? And so it made us think, what older artists are you into? Let's go to Alex. Alex, what older artists are you into?
So I've been listening to Pink Floyd since I was 12, and I'm currently 23. It's been a hot minute.
Okay.
Exactly.
Great song.
Now, do you take a lot of acid?
Well, I also like Led Zeppelin and Grateful Dead, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yeah.
Just like Josie said, my dad was all into it, so now I'm all into it as well.
All right, thank you.
Yes, that happens a lot when your parents are into the song and you're in the car and they're controlling the music. All of a sudden you hear it enough, you're like, oh my gosh, it brings back memory.
Yeah. Or your parents did a lot of acid.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
some of ours did.
My mom loved the Mamas and the Papas.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And anyway, Mama Cass.
California Dreamin'.
Yeah. Allegedly, she was the original Lizzo and Adele. Let's be honest here. And I guess the rumor she died eating a ham sandwich,
not
but
real.
It's a myth.
But for years,
that was the rumor that's how she died. And then the years, like no, because she was overweight. Like, no, she died eating. Anyway, let's go to Freeman, AML
right.
Freeman. What is the older band that you were really into?
It was a band that me and my mom, we saw in our Coliseum, sold out back in the 80s as the Oak Ridge Boys. Ooh. And I think one of the guys was with Elvis, but the Oak Ridge Boys have so many hits, and they were on the Duke Boys, but all of their stuff is excellent.
All right,
cool.
I can listen to more of those. All right,
thank you, Freeman. Go to AML Travis. Travis, what older group or artist are you into?
It's probably a cop-out answer, but it's going to be the Beatles.
What?
I mean,
no, not a cop-out.
One of the best bands ever.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful choice of song.
Well, and Beyonce just...
And I've been lucky enough to see Paul twice, so...
Yeah, very cool.
That's the number one best-selling band of all time. I believe they sold the most albums overall in the world, even though this country might be different. It might be the Eagles, but overall, the Beatles did. And a lot of people are going to say the Beatles are extremely influential with developing the rock as we know it even today, and even then more. But I think, believe it or not, Chuck Berry should get more credit for that.
Yeah, that's true. And I have to look it up. I think they weren't together as a band as long as people think. Like
Right. They did a lot of solo
acts. They were as a band, not for as long as you would think for all the hits that they had.
But they did have a lot of each of them solo careers after that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Let's go to Katie. Not our Katie. Katie's out today. But what is the older artist that you're into?
So my mom kind of raised me on Donny Osmond, so I've always kind of grown up loving him, and he's actually coming on tour here close, so I'm excited.
Uh-oh, Jared. How the young heart
really feels. Fellow, I feel like a virgin again. Is he the Mormon artist?
Yeah. Oh, that's his song. Okay, yeah. Thank you very much.
On a show like that, Jared.
Yeah.
Do they not sell alcohol or do they? Because I know they're Mormon, but not everybody, I'm sure, in the audience is Mormon.
That's a good question. I don't think he can maybe he can, but I don't think he can control what concessions they sell.
Yeah,
that's
sure
where they
can.
Make most of their money.
But if you're a vegan artist, you're not going to be like, you can't sell chicken at this.
So a lot. So we went to, I can't remember who the artist was. Was it 21 Pilots or Post? One of them, there was no, you couldn't sell any plastic. They had their tour was zero carbon emissions, and so you could not get plastic water bottle. You had to bring your own water bottle.
You just have to hold the water in your hands.
Or you had metal cups.
Keep seeping through. Summer, go ahead.
Hi, I'm really into Janis Joplin.
Oh, girl, okay. Bobby McGee is.
Was she one of those artists that died at 27?
She did. She also dated Pigpen from Grateful Dead, and they lived all together in like a commune on Haight Street, Haight Ashbury. And then
what do you mean a commune?
So it was a bunch of artists back in the 60s.
Kind of thing Jason's been going to recently?
Yes,
the Leather Apron
exactly
Society?
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, back in the 60s, a bunch of these folk artists who were just starting out before they were popular all went to San Francisco. They all, I mean, most of them had drug problems. Grateful Dead, Janis Joplin, I read her bio. It was amazing. And she, they lived together, the Grateful Dead and Janis Joplin, and just wrote music together. It was all about free love.
So like kind of living on a compound together.
Yes, but then also a lot of heroin. But their apartment is on Haight Ashbury in San Francisco. If you ever go, you can see it. It's a big tourist attraction.
Okay, cool. All right, we have a lot of you that are want to share the bigger artist or the older artist or band that you're into. That's coming up with Jared and Katie in the morning.